Good evening. Good evening. This is Rabbi Davidovich. I know it's been a very long time, but there is a thought that I felt very strongly about today that I wanted to share. Today we started the month of
Iyar. Hello, everybody.
Which is the month between Pesach, Nisan, and Shavuos. And one of the ideas that came to me today in the Parsha, which is Parsha's Tazrim Etzora, which deals with Tzaras, leprosy, which we discovered in today's Aliyah, today being Tuesday, that the purpose and the function of Tzaras is to exclude a person from society. That there are people who need to be excluded from the general community. And the way that the rabbis in the Talmud explain the reason for that exclusion is Lashon Hara. The Gemara does say that it's not only about Lashon Hara, it's about other antisocial sins as well. But Lashon Hara is a stand-in for all of those antisocial sins. So here's the idea that came to me. If you take a look at the Parsha, and I know it bores a number of people to read about skin lesions and white hairs and whatnot, but there's an idea that needs to be paid attention to. And that is that there are various kinds of tzaras, various kinds of leprosy. There's the regular variety, which opens the topic. But then you have another couple of ideas. One idea that's mentioned is the tzaras that occurs after a person has suffered some sort of skin irritation that has come from some sort of damage. Shchin, actually. And the other kind that's mentioned is when a person has had a burn, another kind of injury. So the tzaras develops on the healing of the burn or of the bruise. So what this tells me, and this is what I wanted to share with you, is that the reason why this is significant is because since the whole idea of tzaras is that it's about the consequence of antisocial behavior, I realized that one of the important causes of a person behaving terribly in social settings is because of a burn or a bruise. Meaning, in the expression, I don't know where this expression comes from, but it's a very powerful expression, which is hurt people hurt people. Meaning people who have been injured are more likely to cause pain to others. So that a person who has been burned, which actually works very well with the modern expression of someone who has been burned, meaning someone who has been hurt or insulted, or someone who has been bruised or damaged, is more likely to want to speak out negatively against the whole community, not just the person who did something negative about them or to them, but rather the entire community, because they will view the entire community as being at fault. So what we have here is a very sensitive moment, as bruises and burns are very sensitive on skin, and they might cause a person to lash out. And then when those people are called on for lashing out, they'll say, "How dare you criticize me? Don't you know the pain that I am going through?" And this becomes the catch-all excuse for hurting others and harming others. And this is how I understand why in Parshas Tazria, that lists the different forms of tzaras, there isn't just ordinary tzaras, there's the tzaras that comes from pain. It behooves all of us to try to figure out what areas in our life that have caused us pain run the risk of leading us to cause pain to others. And to end on a positive note, that we need to think of the times that are good, when someone has done good to us, to use that strength to want to pay it forward so that we can cause more chesed and kindness to others as well. Thank you.